Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan, and it's Thursday. And today's Thursday's devotional. I came across this one. I do a lot of reading. I came across this devotional called Sourdough Bread, and I'd like to share it with you guys. And the main scripture reading here is in Luke 12:1. If you want to get the full picture of that, you can look through Luke 12:1 through 7. And Luke 12:1 goes like this. And in the meantime, when they were gathered together innumerable multitudes of people, insomuch they trod one another, and he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You see, sourdough bread became popular, if you guys may not know this, during the California Gold Rush in the mid-1800s. In the 1890s, it was a favorite during the Great Gold Rush in Alaska. Prospects would carry them with them in a small portion of a sourdough mix that contained a natural yeast. It could then be used as a starter to make more of their favorite sourdough bread. In the Bible, though, yeast or leaven can have a negative connotation. For example, in New Testament, leaven is often referred to as a corrupting influence. This is why Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy put on a show of righteousness while hiding sinful thoughts and behavior. Christ warned his disciples and us that secret sin will someday be exposed to full disclosure. He said in verse 2, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hide, and shall not be known. Because of this, we need to revere fear of God, meaning we need to fear God, to ask for His grace to forsake any sin, and to grow as true believers. Yeast may be a blessing in bakery, but it can also remind us to guard against the permanent influence of sin in our hearts. See, the holiness of God demands a heart that is pure within, yet grace unites with holiness to purge the heart from sin. Sin breaks God's heart. It should break ours. We should never be okay with our sin in our life. Never should we be okay. It should grieve our spirit. And that's how you know that you're a child of God. When you sin, your spirit is grieved. If you sin and you're okay with that, you are never His. Quit fooling yourself. Good news is, if you're listening to this devotional today, I've got several scriptures on salvation that's straight from the Bible, the true story, the true all of it, that's not being preached in most churches, the true message of salvation. I encourage you guys to go listen to those sermons. Remember, there's a cost to being a child of God, because Jesus tells us that. And it's not always going to be, as I always say, cupcakes and rainbows. But love you guys. Y'all have a good Thursday and a good fourth coming up.